And down the stretch we come with position primers here on azcardinals.com. Paul Calvisi, Kyle Odegaard, Darren Urban taking it one position group at a time. And the fact that we leave cornerback for last, does that officially designate it as the biggest question mark on the team? Darren Urban, what says you?
I would tend to agree with that. I mean, obviously, there's a couple other places where you're going to be watching, like right tackle. But I think given the circumstances, given who they have on the roster opposite Patrick Peterson of who might start.
And who's on the pup list right now, Justin Bethel.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think absolutely this is probably the number one thing to look at going into camp.
Yeah, the only thing tougher than Justin Bethel and the foot injury is the fact that he missed the entire offseason. So a lot of guys got a lot of reps. And what do you think? Where does it shake out going into camp? What would be your Kyle Odegaard depth chart right now opposite Patrick Peterson?
Well, I think if you just go off of the offseason, Brandon Williams ascended to that, you know, number two guy without Bethel on the field and not knowing when Bethel will get back. Obviously, if he comes back early, they put him back in at number two and you have to beat him out. But for now, I think Brandon Williams will get a lot of experience. Maybe Harlan Miller shows some stuff. He can get in there. Mike Jenkins is the guy they signed. He's going to fight for it. But that could be something that's a little bit fluid, especially early in camp, and you want to see some different guys get different looks.
You know, talking to a lot of the coaches in the offseason, they filmed every single drill the corners did. I mean, this has been of the highest priority. They saw special things in Brandon Williams, from what I'm told, but they really want to see him in camp because the Cardinals play the bump and run. They want to see him in the press. That's how they play. They play a physical brand of corner. They want to see how Brandon Williams competes.
I think it's a big thing. He did make some plays, and he got better as the offseason went on, which I think is important. I think the other thing, too, is it's hard to really know. Justin Bethel told everybody that he talked to, including me, that he planned to be ready for the beginning of camp. So you wonder, is the fact that he's on the PUP list, is that a cause for concern? Did he have a setback? We don't know. I mean, this could be something where he's out for another couple weeks. It could be something really where he's back at practice by Saturday. We just don't know where he really is in all this, and I think that plays a lot into it because, obviously, I think if Justin Bethel is healthy, he's going to get the first look at that spot. And so the question is, how much can he do and how well can he fend off everyone else?
We also know that Steve Keim went out and signed Mike Jenkins. Chris Colliver has been in for a visit. It's taken a physical. I guess if nothing else, insurance policies, you get a veteran in, Kyle, just in case.
Yeah, I think we saw Justin Bethel play well at times at the end of last season, and we saw him struggle a little bit. So it's a very important position, cornerback in a NFL where everybody's passing the ball. You got Patrick Peterson locking down one side. Hopefully you get Tyrann Mathieu coming back playing well in the slot. So the big question is number two corner, and if Bethel can't do it, you need to find a Mike Jenkins or a Chris Colliver or a veteran or maybe a rookie to fill in, but you need somebody there.
You know, we were talking to Kurt Warner recently, asked him what makes a great cornerback. He said great instincts is number one to him. Harlan Miller showed some good instincts. Curious to see him, the sixth round pick. I mean, you have other guys on the outside looking in. I mean, whether it's a Carriol Brooks or the undrafted rookie out of Canada, give us a quick word on Eli Buka.
Well, I mean, I think they love his raw talent, but I think it's raw, and I think he's got a lot way to go, and he's coming off an Achilles injury. So he's got some things to prove. He didn't really do much this offseason because of the injury, but he's kind of a dark horse in terms of a possible roster spot. They threw a lot of numbers at this position, mm-hmm. and you can only keep so many of them. So it'll be interesting to see who those guys are.
And the other numbers on Eli Buka, 6'1", 205. They love his size, and if you consider Tyrann Mathieu a corner at times, well, he's starting the season out on the pup list as well. That'll do it for position primers here on azcardinals.com.